This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. There's been a well-publicized feud going on this week between the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, and the more moderate and younger J Street. Both are pro-Israel lobbying groups. Both have a large amount of influence over policy that gets made in Washington when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But in the midst of all this arguing between pro-Israel groups, we wondered, where are the Palestinian lobbying groups in all of this? Well, we found one. George Najjar is the president of the American Association for Palestinian Equal Rights. Welcome to the program. And George, I'm wondering, how many Palestinian Americans are there in the U.S. right now, and how many lobbying groups are there that represent them?
Well, there are less than 5 million Palestinian Americans in the United States, and they're really not they're not represented by a Palestinian American group per se. They're represented in many ways by Arab American groups, the Arab American Institute, Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee. So they typically come under the rubric of larger Arab American groups.
Well, the Arab American groups certainly have a much broader focus in terms of issues than the Palestinian Americans, I think, would have. Is that one of the reasons why it seems as though your group or any other Palestinian American group has a much lower profile than the Israeli lobbying?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, a lot of Arab American groups, they focus on civil rights, discrimination, immigration issues, so it's really not specifically limited to U.S. policy toward Israel and Palestine. Our group, in fact, doesn't represent solely Palestinian Americans. It represents Americans who are concerned about U.S. policy toward Palestine in general, and so even our group, we're not focused specifically on the Palestinian American community, but what we do find is that there are actually a large number of Americans, not necessarily only Palestinian Americans, who are concerned about this issue, who are concerned about Palestinian rights, and who are really concerned about the need for an equitable U.S. policy toward Palestine.
George, would you agree that Arab American groups don't seem to have as effective or aren't as effective at getting their message across as say the pro-Israeli groups?
That's probably accurate because, I mean, largely because of financing. I mean, they don't typically have the same kinds of funds as some of the sort of pro-Israel lobbies and so forth. They haven't been as effective in terms of getting their message out to the American public.
So how do you solve that?
You know, it's really through an effective public education campaign. I think things are changing. I mean, I think that the more and more Arab Americans are coming, sort of participating in American political life, you find a new generation of Arab Americans, folks who were born in the United States, educated in the United States, has started to sort of enter civic life, get their narrative across to the American people. You find more and more Americans are actually visiting the Middle East. They're visiting Palestine. They're getting a sense about what's actually going on over there. And I think, there is also a greater access to international sources of international media and diverse sources of information. And I think that as a result of those things, more and more Americans are starting to understand what's going on in Palestine, and as a result are advocating for a more equitable U.S. policy toward Palestine. So I think it's through public education, and I think, that we're seeing over the last few years that that's starting to happen.
Okay, and well-informed debate is often a better one. This is George Najjar, president of the American Association for Palestinian Equal Rights. It's a Palestinian lobbying group out of Washington.